You are now listening to
Call Me When It's Over. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl's favorite artist, Josie's boy.
And I'm Alexis A. McCoy.
And welcome to episode 197 of Call Me When It's Over.
197. We are so close. We're so close.
We're so close to going back outside again?
I mean, hopefully by the time we reach the 200, we'll be outside.
I don't know. That's 3 weeks away?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm praying that outside is open by the time we get to 200.
I don't know. Outside still got a padlock on it. The basketball hoops are going. The parks is closed.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like a ghost town outside all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you. This is the darkest I've seen New York ever.
Okay.
And this is like, I was around for 9/11.
Yeah.
So like, this is the darkest I've ever seen New York. It's weird. And I get it. Like, we're living in like new normal times and all that shit. I get it. But that shit is crazy.
I just feel like,
to me, being a New Yorker,
it's very strange knowing that you go outside and it's not that many people, and it's a line. You know, New York is crowded, but it's a line to get into the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And like
lines around the block.
Yeah. And then you get into the grocery store and you are like, you're normal. Just let me get in here, you know. It's not even lines in a grocery store like that. It's a line to get into the grocery store.
You used to get in, get out, or whatever. But yeah. I will say this though, like, even though we're living in like weird times and we're trying to like get to a new normal, because even after everything is over, it is going to be pretty weird.
People are going to be a little bit fearful.
Yeah, the times we live in does not give everybody a reason to be a extra dickhead.
Yeah.
Because people are being fucking stupid.
You can tell the people that are like deep down inside, they're self-centered.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Because they do not care that's like that fight. Did you see the fight on Instagram of the lady that was getting all of that toilet paper, her and her daughter? They hit this lady and she was like, your daughter smacked me. And she was like, they were basically jumping her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, she had like all of this full cart of toilet paper. And she was like, I only want one of the, it was like a roll of 16 or something like that. But mm-hmm. they were like small little rolls of toilet paper. She was like, I only want one. And she was like, no, I can't give it to you. So the managers came over and was like, you not taking none of the toilet paper at mm-hmm. this point. So that's what the fuck you get. You're trying to be greedy or be for self, and you're not even taking it to consideration that it is other people out here in the world that needs the same thing that you need.
That's a fact. Like, people are really living in insanity. I don't remember where I read it at, but it said, was it you that posted it, something like that? Where it says crisis, the times of crisis show your character?
Yes, that was me.
Because it's true.
It is so true.
You can really tell what somebody's foundation is. You
clearly tell where people's morals and values yep. lie when it's a crisis. Because, you know, you'll have those people like, oh my God, we got to go. You know, they're gathering people. And then you just have motherfuckers that's just like, I'm out.
Or I'll handle it. Or we'll figure it out.
Right.
Like, we'll figure it out. Like, you got people out here like literally fighting for, I mean, clearly it's just shit we all know. But all I'm saying is that I'm tired of people being assholes. Like, motherfuckers blocking the aisleways in supermarkets. Pete, like, we went to the supermarket the other day. We didn't know you can't get more than 2 packs of meat.
Right.
We didn't know that. So luckily, you know, shout out to the homegirl that was at the register. She ain't really make us put nothing back. But
we would have been willing to do
yeah.
so, because it was just like, okay, cool.
We ain't got no kids.
Right. I mean, it's somebody else that can use that. But, you know, the guy that was at the grocery store, mm-hmm. I was like, excuse me, because I was trying to get my 6 feet, and he just standing there on his cell phone. And it's
no
like,
if you, nothing.
If you're deciding if this makes sense for you, then I would prefer for you to take the item.
And just move. That's it.
And take the item, move, and then if you need to put the item back, just put the item back.
Yeah.
But don't stand in front of the thing. And then he did the same thing to this lady. Like, he was reaching all over mm-hmm. this lady. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, you shouldn't say sorry, because he literally reached over you.
Yeah.
But he was just so rude. And I was like, in this time, this can cause some people to, I feel like...
snap.
Very much so. Like, we as New Yorkers in general, we have like a low tolerance for like stupid shit. But when you are not even taking into consideration that it's other people around you, like, this is where I feel like New Yorkers are going to realize how inconsiderate they are sometimes. Nah, because
you want to know why? I'll let you finish, but I'm going to tell you.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they're going to see how certain parts of their lives, they're very inconsiderate. Not saying they're inconsiderate people as a whole, mm-hmm. but in certain parts of their lives where they're doing certain things, they can be very inconsiderate. I think that people are going to notice that, because we all have to be considerate of one another at this time, because don't nobody want to be standing up on a motherfucker that's coughing.
I mean, but let's be real. Speaking as a New Yorker,
yeah.
If everybody's for self, how you going to notice that everybody's for self if you for self too? Like, everybody, I'm not gonna say that's everybody, yeah. but like, I mean, let's be real. You look on TV, there's people storming people in other states. So I don't think I think outsiders are still gonna notice it. Like, New Yorkers, we all, and that's the thing about New Yorkers, we know what we are. We know, and we accept it. We know that we don't want you to walk slow. We know that we don't want you in our way. We know that you just should not ask us dumbass questions that you should know the answers to. We know these things about us.
But I also feel like...
like, we know New York is
toxic. I also feel like during this time, I've seen people mm-hmm. that I know that if it was on a regular day, they would have been on some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even a girl that was in front of us in the line when she was standing, it would have been a totally different atmosphere.
If, they were just, man.
You know, she was standing in front of the line waiting for her boyfriend. And on a normal day, a person would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? But everybody was just like, okay, girl.
Because you know now. Well, because there's rules in place.
It's like, okay, girl. That's cool. It's not that big of a deal. Like, you're not going to get outraged today.
Well, now, because you got motherfuckers worried about catching any fucking thing. So it's like, I'm going to let you stand over there. Ain't no point in me fighting. Like, we're 6 feet apart. Why am I gonna run across and fight you?
Right.
Like, for what? Now, I saw this motherfucker, like, in front, because the T-Mobile line was crazy. We don't got T-Mobile, but I was walking past the T-Mobile store. Some motherfucker had the nerve to be at the front of the line smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Well, all these people behind him. I'm like, y'all niggas is just complete assholes. But nonetheless, we still hope that everybody's just staying safe, staying sane.
But yeah, I have a social distancing problem anyway. Like, I just don't be liking people standing up all up on me. That shit was way before this even happened.
Very few people even get pounds from me. So
No, I'm saying, like, that kind mm-hmm. of, like, standing really close, that shit irks the hell out it's of me annoying. In a line.
It's annoying.
Like, I just be like, why are you so close? Why do you can't move until I move, so back up.
Yeah.
And I remember I told this guy that when I was at Times Square, I was at the kiosk thing to get my Metro card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was literally on my back. I was like, if you don't back up, you have to.
Was he white?
I don't know. I think he was Spanish. But I was like,
you know, white people don't know space.
I was like, you have to. You just have to do it. And then so my niece had came here and she was laughing. She was like, oh, my God, Alexis, that was so rude. And I was like, no, it's not rude. If I'm standing here and you all up on me and I feel like you're invading my personal space, you got to go. But yeah, everybody just needs to be. Let's continue to, like, keep your woo-saw moments, because some stuff is just not that deep. Toilet paper is not that deep, for real.
I mean, you know, I saw this real quick. Lil Duval posted this video of this lady snapping, talking about she tired of being in the house. She's like, all I do is drink and watch these damn kids. I want to go outside. I want to get my nails done. And it's like, yo, everybody hit that, but not everybody, but a lot of people hit that
are point, hitting son. That point.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, come on, so what else can go wrong?
No. Like, seriously. Like, I think people that have been in quarantine for 20, almost, we've all been in for about a month now. It is kind of like, all of this shit is boring. I'm done. I'm ready to just see something. I don't even have to do nothing. I just want to go outside and just walk and see other shit.
People don't like having the privilege of being able to do something taken away.
Right. Yeah. I want to go outside and look at other people. Like,
no, real talk. That's real talk. It's annoying. And it's funny, because I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, yo, I want to see how many people that care about each other is just not going to spend time around each other just because everybody wants a different scenery at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be like, all right, like, whoever starts a daycare, whoever starts a babysitting service is about to cake up when this is over.
Yeah.
Everybody going to be like, yo, I'm not watching my kids. Everybody, grandmother going to be busy now. Like, it's over for that. Everybody leaving everybody. If you love somebody, just enjoy them right now, because niggas going to be out in the street. Ready to go. But yeah, let's get into the show. Hopefully y'all all staying safe and all that good
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you listen to the show, so clearly you in the house just like me. So I guess it's not the shout out this week actually goes to the Weeknd, the singer. Mm-hmm. So he did an interview recently. I forgot what magazine was for, but he did an interview and he actually like shaded Usher.
Why?
So he says he remembers because House of Balloons, you know, that when he first came out with his mixtapes, like early, like 2010, 2011, around that time. Mm-hmm. And that's when he blew up. So
who? The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a diehard fan, but like his first album was fire, and then this last one is actually pretty good too. Mm. But I know he's in acquired taste for some people. But he shaded Usher because the first time you heard Climax, he said, "Oh shit, that's a Weeknd song."
And I'm that's like, what he said.
Yeah, he said it in the interview.
The Weeknd wasn't around before Usher.
Right, but what he's saying is, which is true.
When it sounds he came like out, something I would make.
No, when he came out, like nobody had the Weeknd sound. When Usher came out with Climax, the Weeknd was out for already almost two years. So you can't say that like somebody that's popping don't influence somebody, but that's where he's coming from.
Yeah.
So he said, the first time you heard Climax was like, that's a Weeknd song. Holy shit. And I don't know about the rest of y'all, but like in any way, shape, or form, if I hear some shit like that, like, yo, you low key coming for me. Like, you low key coming at me trying to play me. And
I'm trying to see where the shade is.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a Weeknd song. Did he write it?
No, well, that's exactly what he's saying, is Usher was copying him.
Oh, okay. No, because the way that I received it, I'm not saying it as
you didn't
a joke.
Read the article, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta. It's if you read the article, you'll see the context. Like that, I guess that's just it. Like it's out of context with the way I'm saying it.
It just sounds like he was just like, oh, that sounds like something I will.
Because I made it sound exciting. You're right.
Yeah.
He shaded him. Like, oh, you read okay. The, if he you was read just the, like, yeah, if you read the article, like,
did he indulge on like?
No. He low key. The way he said it was low key on somebody. Yo, that's my son. It's my son. That's the way he said it. Like. I influenced a little. He started talking about how he influenced people and all that good shit. But the funny thing about that is Usher didn't say a word. Usher actually started a Climax challenge on Instagram and it started trending. And I'm like, that's hilarious.
That's a hell of a clap.
That
back.
Is a great fucking.
Go ahead and give my song some streams on that ass.
Yeah, he did it. Eric Bellinger got into it. Eric Bellinger started tagging other people. Avery Wilson did it. Like mad people. And then Usher picked a winner. It was like I don't know what the dude's name is, but he just picked. Mad people and posted mad people and everybody did it. I'm like, that's a great
you
way to
talk about
that.
A person that want to get some streams on that
yeah,
song.
He got an album coming out. He ain't dumb.
Go he ahead and dumb. Do that marketing. And let dumb. Us hear that album.
That was fucking genius. Like, why would I talk about you? Like, when I could just do
and
this.
Then at the end of the day, that's his opinion. If he felt that way, if he feels that way, then that's his opinion. You know, we all get motivation from each person. I think that it's shady to me. When a person says it in a way where it's like, you didn't have that conversation with that person. Like, damn, you kind of bit my style or whatever.
He did not. Him and Usher do not speak like that. Like,
so
like
it's I said, like,
if you read the article, you'll get it. You'll
you
get
have
it.
Time. You just have time. If you're supposed to be promoting your album, when you got time to talk about somebody else?
Think about that. Like, why would you bring that up randomly?
It was random.
The Climax came out in 2012.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was, were they not talking about influential people?
Nobody was talking. He wasn't talking about like who influences him. Nothing. It was a random thing.
So and he was just like, as a matter of fact, Usher stole my style.
They were talking about music or whatever. And he says, oh, the first time you hear a Climax, like randomly brought that up. Clearly that's something that's been sitting on your chest. That's obvious.
He been holding on to that one.
That's obvious. It's like
that's funny.
If somebody had an interview and they just randomly started talking about me, I'm like, my nigga, that's on your chest. You felt
that's
that.
That's like somebody interviewing me about something that I did now, and I'm like, when I was seven.
The fucked up part about it is like the reason why it makes it all shady is like, yo, he was only out for like 2 years at that time.
Yeah.
So for you to think that you out for 2 years and you
somebody biting off
of
you,
mixtapes and
yeah.
somebody biting off you like that. Nah, my nigga.
I mean, it's possible. It is possible. I mean, the music industry gets there. I mean, we can say that about the fashion industry. They get people can be out for years and then all of a sudden somebody can bite their style. The big company.
And then, well, yeah, yes, I agree. I'm not sitting here saying that influence don't exist.
Yeah.
Influence does exist. But for you to be so, I'm not going to say naive, but for you to be so
pressed,
boisterous, for you to be so boisterous and be on some like, yeah, I'm brand new. Some niggas stole my shit. Like, whatever. Like, oh, this nigga's on my dick. Like, it's so many people do that. Like, people think
I can't stand his voice. I've heard some of his songs, but he just don't do it for me. Like, I can't listen to a whole Weeknd song for him to cry and moan and cry. We already got Drake. We need to just have one.
Listen, everybody got their preference. Yeah. Everybody got their preference. I'm not sitting here saying I didn't like The Weeknd when he first came out. The first three mixtapes, I hated. Then his first album came out. See, but then it's the writing too. His writing is amazing.
Well, he needs somebody else to sing the song then for me to get it.
I deal with it. Like I'm not gonna sit here and say he's for everybody. He's definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah.
He ain't for everybody. I think that's obvious. I'll give you that one. But when he first came out, I didn't like him. Like I thought he was depressing as fuck.
He
like,
still is, clearly.
It's
transitioning to trap depressing.
No. Oh. There's no trap influence at all in his music.
Okay.
It's different because his first three mixtapes were like, it sounds like, oh, I'm gonna sit in the tub and cut my wrist. That's what his first three mixtapes sound like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's like it was wild. Much. Like, but then when his first album came out, like he got better production, his writing elevated. Mm. Then I'm like, oh, okay. Like he's not that bad.
Mm.
He's definitely not that bad. And then he did Starboy. I hate Starboy. Starboy, he tried to be Michael Jackson. It was terrible. Like
that's why I don't want to.
I can't feel my face when I hate that fucking song. I hate that fucking song.
Oh, that's the, and I love it.
Yeah, I hate that fucking song. Like, you know.
That's his song?
Mm-hmm. I can't feel my face, man, but that's him. But you like that song?
I don't. I really don't.
You look like you had to think about that, though.
No, because I heard it. I used to hear it in the stores all the time.
White girls love that song.
I mean, it's one of those songs, like, it's disgusting. But if you hear it so many times, you'll end up singing it.
You'll know it, yeah. Because it's like Z100 on repeat type shit.
Mm-mm. I got other things to do.
When he first came out, like I said, it was super depressing. Like, this dude on it, Peter put me on to him. And I was like, why the fuck do you listen to him? Like, this nigga make you sound like you want to kill yourself. He's like, nah, you don't get it. You don't get it. I was like, no, nigga, he don't get it, clearly. Then I don't think he writes all his songs. That's probably what it is.
I don't know. He just can't sing a song to me. I'm sorry.
I respect that.
And I don't want
to. I'm not sitting here defending him. So.
Even if people had tickets to his concert, I just don't want to go.
He's dark. He's not like, you don't listen to dark people.
I do sometimes.
Who you listen to as dark?
I mean, so what is your definition of dark?
No. Dark. Dark music is depressing. There's never anything good in it.
Okay. Ever. I listen to dark music.
Who? Jeanette Aiko?
I mean, she can get dark.
No. She can get depressing, but she's not getting dark. You know, there's nothing dark about her because even in her songs, when she's saying niggas and shit, she's still, like, she sounds just airy.
You don't have to do that.
Because that's what she sounds like. Exactly. It's like, even in that song that she got popular for. The worst. That's it.
Uh-huh.
She does not sound mad in that. Her voice. I'm sorry. I can't. She does not sound angry at all.
I've listened to some dark songs.
She sounds like a little kid that's like trying to prove their point, and there's no bass in their voice.
Okay.
That's what she sounds like. Who's the darkest person you listen to on some real shit?
Okay.
Who's the darkest person you listen to?
I mean,
like DMX is dark. He's a rapper. I'm just saying, like, we want to talk about be dark.
Dark, like, dark. Big Sean.
What's dark about his music?
His last album was pretty raunchy.
That ain't dark?
It was. No, I mean, not raunchy, but it was pretty dark. It was on the dark side. Kanye's last album was really dark.
What last album?
The one that he did.
Jesus is King?
No. The one that he did about the, I love myself more than I love you, so I'd rather kill myself.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was only one song.
It was dark though.
All his writing was dark at that time.
It was very dark.
Kids See Ghosts. Did you listen to the album a lot?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you like Kanye like that. Because you always tell me you don't like him.
I never said that I don't like him. I just don't like what he represents sometimes. But I enjoy his music.
I feel you. I feel you on that.
We had like a whole conversation about Dark Twisted Fantasy.
What about it though?
Like how we both love the album.
That's a great album.
The visuals of it.
That's a great album. That is a classic album. I give you that. There was less. That was like his magnum opus. That wasn't really anything super dark about that.
What does that mean?
What?
His magnum opus.
It's like his grandioso, the best.
Oh, ever. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
You sound wild angry when you said that. Like, what does that mean? Like I said something disrespectful to you.
No. Because I've heard people say it before. You know how in New York, sometimes I feel like people just be throwing out shit that they heard before and don't know the meaning of the shit. And it'd be like,
that's America. It is New York.
I'd be like, so what is that? It kind of means, let me look it up. Like, bitch, don't be saying it if you don't know what the fuck it means.
Like, someone's magnum opus is like when they hit their pinnacle, like their.
I mean, that's what I assumed that it was, but you know.
Everybody like Michael Jackson's, quote unquote, Michael Jackson's magnum opus is Thriller. I don't believe that, personally. I don't believe that.
I can't debate.
And it's a debate because that's preference at that point.
Yeah.
I don't really think. But it's like Dark Twisted Fantasy is clear that that's kind of his best album ever. Not my favorite kind of album, but it's his best album ever.
I don't know. I just appreciate albums for what they are and go from there, you know.
But I mean, right now, people got time to listen to albums. So there's a lot of people getting streaming numbers right now.
I just appreciate the album for what it is because I don't think that. I just appreciate the story. Like, I'd rather be taken on the story and be like, oh my God, I went through the whole experience of the album.
I mean, well, very, very rarely do people ever give you a full story like he does. That's the beautiful thing about Kanye. Even though, like, I heard that he's working on another album and there's, like, no cursing in it at all.
It's a whole bunch of people that gives you a story. It depends on if you listen to the album.
I'm going
to
say a good story then.
Very good. It's story, a lot of good people that give very good stories. Musicians.
Wait. Now, when you say story, we talk about like a complete album story, or you talk about like some songs have stories.
No, the whole album.
Like who do you think?
Right now, that guy, I can't pronounce his name. Slops.
Yeah, Salama. Yeah.
The guy that's on a song with I can't say his name.
Who is he on a song with?
He's on a song. He's on Luke James' album.
Is it about the nigga with the gold teeth?
Yeah.
He is depressing as fuck. Oh my God. I'm sure he has a story. I can't listen
to
him. No,
but his story is the story of his album is basically like, you know, life move on, things change. You go from, you know, having love to not having love. And it's a really good album. It really is. It's a really good album.
I'm gonna have to listen to that to see like if, cause like when I hear story album, like you got, like Good Kid, Mad City. That's a complete story.
I don't know who that is.
Kendrick.
Oh.
Kendrick's first.
I didn't listen to that.
If you, like, his whole...
I listened to pieces of it.
It's a whole story. If you listen to it from beginning to
end... It's a lot of talking in the album.
That's what makes the rest of the story. If you pay attention to the album from the beginning, it's him, you know, he steals a car. He meets a girl at a party, gets beat up, goes back home, steals a car, goes to see the girl, he's chilling with his homies, meets a girl, then he steals his mother's car to go see the girl, gets beat up, goes back to get his friends, they go shoot people, his brother gets shot, and then it's him dealing with the whole depression of being in the game. It's literally like...
But I also feel like it depends on what your attraction is to the storyline. That's like a movie.
I agree. What you like, but like, and this is why I ask, like, what do you mean by a story? Because like, when I hear people say story albums, like people would pick songs and say songs have stories in them, which is true.
I didn't say it was a story album. I said that the album told a story.
Right, but this is the point I'm getting into. I'm not debating whether you're saying it's right. I'm telling you what people say to me.
Okay.
Now, when somebody says to me a story album, I hear things that have. When I hear a story album, I think of beginning to end. There's something from beginning to end.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that because certain songs have stories, which is supposed to happen.
Right.
But when I hear story album, like it's literally like a written book, a beginning, middle, end, literally. Not just like, oh, these three songs have very powerful meanings to them that make it like his or her story is great. It's literally like a full blown story. Like, Kendrick's album, which Kendrick is a storyteller, Kendrick's album, Unmixed, Unmastered. If you listen from beginning to end, the whole scene that's set up is him experimenting in the studio.
He's a narrative.
He's a storyteller.
Storyteller.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to set the scenery. But I also think that his particular album, The Young Man, that we're speaking about, it is a story about the evolution of life, like the different parts of his life that pushed him forward to be the person that he is today. That's still a story album. It's just told differently. It's not narrative based.
That's your perception. I can't tell you you're wrong.
Every album has a storyline in it.
Every album has a story. It does. Every album tells us. Like, I think that's the
underlying
difference. How
is it not telling a story if they're giving us music? They're expressing the story that they're telling through the music.
Right, but
that
they're, right. Like, I'm not saying that there is not yeah. a, there is definitely a meaning behind certain songs. There's always a meaning behind a song. Dirty Diana had a meaning. Mm-hmm. I Just Can't Stop Loving You had a meaning, but the whole album was not a setup to be, like, Dark Twisted Fantasy was a story.
Mm-hmm.
The movie showed it even more.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just like song. These songs tell things each separately.
Right.
Like, there's something, there's continuity through the whole thing. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I get it.
I'm not taking away from somebody singing a great song and telling their part of something, because that's the whole point of music, expression. Everybody tells their story. If I hear somebody, I get what you're saying. I'm not taking away from what you're saying. But if I hear somebody say story album, or there's a story behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if something is telling a story, I hear beginning, middle, and end.
So what did you think about 444?
444 was an album with a message, but the mm-hmm. whole thing wasn't a story. There was gems in the middle of it. The whole concept of it was, let me teach you something. That's the whole concept of mm-hmm. it. But there wasn't like a beginning, middle, and end. It told a bunch of different things inside of but although the whole concept was the same, was enlighten black people.
Yeah.
Enlighten the young people, you know? But it wasn't, but everything was different. But you get something different from everything, of course.
Yeah.
But everything was different. Like, it definitely is a concept album. But it's not like I get up out of bed today and then I'm doing this and I'm doing that and then my day starts and then, like, during the day all this shit happens to me and then it ends. Like, I mean,
I don't know. I know. I figured
you would look at it different because you're somebody who likes story.
No. I'm saying, like, for me, I find stories in so many different things.
Of course.
And to me, even if you have a concept, the concept or the message being told, there's still a story that has to be told to tell to convey the message.
Yeah, that would
right.
I can't tell you you're wrong, but the thought of thinking up the concept, there's a story of how the concept came.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that created the concept.
Yeah,
like the concept itself just exists after you had that thought. There is a thought behind the concept. Yes,
I understand your point of view. I mean, like you said, it's for you. It's the story. The story albums are beginning, middle, and end. So. This particular album, I think it has, to me, I personally think it has a beginning part of it. It has a middle and then it has an end, a closing segment. Like, you know, basically, I got to let you go. I got to let you be free. But it all depends on from perspective base, you being a person that it sounds like you like narrative.
Well, I'm not speaking about what I like. I'm saying if somebody says that this is a story, something,
yeah.
I want to hear a story, not like.
But that's personally saying what you like, though, babe.
No, I didn't say what I like better or not.
I'm saying like if a person tells you it's a story, that's what you will prefer to hear, right?
No, because I'm not saying what I like or not. I'm telling you my expectation. If you tell me something is something, if you go outside and tell me the sky is blue.
Uh-huh.
I expect to see the sky be blue when I go outside.
Oh, okay.
If you tell me something has a story, I expect there to be a complete story. Like, if you tell
me... So, do you... I mean, you got plenty of examples of you like a narrative story album. But do you like those?
I didn't specify what I like or not. I was telling
you. You did. You just said that you loved Dark Twisted Fantasy. You just said it.
But I didn't say I prefer narrative albums over anything.
No, I didn't say that you said that. I never said that you said that. I said that's just a story. You like people that tell, you like some albums that tell narrative stories.
Right, but you're using the word like. I didn't say what I prefer or not. You asked, we spoke about myself, it's a great album. I never said what I like more than the other.
I never asked you about comparison. You said that you like Dark Twisted Fantasy. I mean, I'm saying you just said you liked it.
Right, but...
But I never gave you something to compare. I never gave you something to compare.
We were talking about stories. I gave you an example of a story that yeah. I liked. I didn't say I prefer... You said I like narrative albums. I never said I prefer one over the other.
But that's what I'm saying. You like... Okay, well, let me say it in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
You like some... There are some narrative albums that you've listened to that you like.
If you ask me, do I enjoy narrative albums? Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say I enjoy narrative albums. I enjoy a good album in general, We were speaking about narrative albums, and I gave examples of narrative albums that I like.
Okay.
I didn't say whether I prefer narrative albums over anything else.
But I didn't ask. I didn't give you an either or, though. I never gave that. Tomato.
I'm very happy this is on recording, because you're going to hear this, and you're going to hear the words that you used. There's no point in going back and forth on that one. I'm going to leave that alone. All I'm saying is, when I hear somebody say story,
yeah,
I expect to hear a back and forth.
Okay, gotcha.
Not a back and forth. A beginning, middle, a story. That's exactly what I expect to hear. Like, if somebody says, hey, there's water on the floor, I expect to see water on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, not, there is a drop of something there. Like, yeah, it is water, but it's like, bruh, what are you coming in here bringing excitement for? Like, it's
but is it not water nonetheless if it's a drop on the floor?
That would be semantic.
That's true.
That would definitely be semantic.
So everything is perspective.
I never said it wasn't.
No, but I'm saying,
I agree.
So that's cool. I'm glad that Usher responded the way that he did and not get into the petty shit and decided to like do his challenge. I'm excited to see his album.
I thought we passed that.
But that's what this whole conversation stemmed from.
Oh, I thought we were just going to keep going.
No.
You're right. Usher, like, shout out to him. He did his thing. All that good stuff. That's a great clapback.
Yeah.
That is a great clapback. So, but in the middle of this, like, clearly everybody's home. Like, funny, Spotify streaming numbers are down.
Are they?
Nobody's using Spotify. Spotify sucks anyway. I don't like Spotify.
I've never used their program to say that I like it or not.
I think it's stupid. And I know people be like, oh, but you never use it. I've used the premium. It's dumb. Like, I don't need it. Like,
a lot of people like it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's convenient. You know how, like, some people say they prefer iPhones over Androids because Androids are difficult.
I feel like they got a lot of apps on their
phone. That's why people pick Spotify. Yeah. I feel like that's why people pick Spotify.
Android's got too many apps.
I think they come with a lot of apps. They do. Off rip, they come with a lot of apps.
And then it's gonna take you like forever and a day to delete that shit.
Depends. If you like, know how
I just
to work
don't want.
Phone.
I just don't want my phone to come up with the perks. Let me perk my own shit.
Like, I respect that. I mean, I feel that way. Like, iPhones, it come with the heart shit and all that stuff that I don't need. It come with the iPhone watch stuff.
I mean, those are only delete
them.
You can delete them.
Some of the apps you can't. A lot of them you can, but some of them you can't.
Yeah.
There's apps that you just can't. It won't give you the
But there, it's not like they give you 50 fucking apps. It's just four. Five.
I want somebody to tell me, like, how many apps come with an Android. Like, I really want to know that.
It's probably like 250.
It's not.
You be scrolling for some time, shit.
I don't know, whatever. I guess it depends on what people put on the phone first. Cause, like, factory wise, there's usually the same amount as what's on iPhone.
That's a lie.
I've had Android.
They got at least 15 extra apps. It's like 30 apps on the damn phone already. It really is.
30, nigga?
I'm just saying.
30?
It's like, okay, so my work phone is the Android. Ain't it an Android?
It's Android.
Yeah. No, it came with, it had 17 apps on there. Like, what are you doing?
Did anybody use it before you?
Yeah, but she only downloaded the apps. No, these apps was already on the phone. The shit, you know.
What did she download?
It was like stupid shit to me. Like, she had... Like,
because I can tell you what doesn't
Walgreens. Like, girl, why
did you download the Google app? The Gmail?
No,
because that don't come on Android. So she definitely downloaded that.
No,
like,
no, but I did it through Android. Have the option of you don't have to download the app. You can do
it on the phone.
No. You can do it through your email when you set it up. You don't have to download the app. Just like,
you mean like on the server
on the mails. When it says log into your thing.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. She ain't download the Google thing. She just did the Google account through the email.
So the Gmail thing is not on your phone then?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Right.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, that...
I just use it to check the email and answer phone calls.
I feel you. Well, I mean, outside of Spotify's numbers being down and everybody watching Netflix right now. Like, Netflix is winning right now. Surprisingly, I thought Disney Plus would be winning right now. I don't know what their numbers are, but, like, everybody's on Netflix.
No, I feel like Disney Plus they haven't added no new shit. Same old stuff.
They won't. They I don't know what they're holding on.
They better let go.
Right now, they should have everything in their catalog.
They should, because everything. Then people are going to be like, oh, they got this, they got that, they got this.
Sadly. Yeah. Like, and people are like, I saw on Robin, and she was like, oh, I have the Disney Plus for free. She was like, because there's a Michael Jordan documentary coming out. It's going to be on ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I could just download the ESPN app. I was like, mm-mm. She's like, why? I said, because you got the basic Disney Plus. I was like, sorry, we got the one that gives me ESPN Plus for free.
Why would you say that? You're so mean. Ooh,
sorry.
You're so nasty.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch that documentary. But, right, like, I know people are watching. There's some, like, some UK shit, some dating UK shit. It's like some bachelor shit or something like that. Is it Love Island? Love Island? I think this is called Love Island. I've seen a lot of people watching that, but like what you got into and what you got me into.
Oh my God.
Love is Blind.
We it's, so and that's late it's though.
Trending, but it's trending now though.
No, but we super late. Like my How friend, shout out going? To my friend Marlene Victoria. It came out in March.
Did it?
Like late.
So we're not that late.
We only
in April.
It came out like the third week in March or something like that.
We only in April 9th. That means we had a week late, 2 weeks late?
We 3 weeks late, babe.
If it came out in if it came out in the third week. If it came out in the third week of March, then we 2 weeks behind.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, so she was telling, nope, I'm lying. It came out in February.
For real, for real?
Because remember when we had went to the Black History thing and she was like, y'all got to watch Love is Blind.
I don't remember. I'm sorry, Marlene. I know you were talking during that time, but I was busy taking pictures of y'all, so I didn't hear some shit.
She was like, you need to watch Love is Blind. And people was talking about it. And she was like, girl, you got to watch it. So it was the last week of February. So we technically a fucking month late. I watched it before March was out.
I mean, well...
Love is Blind.
I missed it. What else can you say besides that? Love is Blind. Like,
I enjoyed the show. I thought it was really great. I mean,
well, what's the tell everybody what's the basis of the show?
Okay, so the basis of the show is that they choose 16 men and 16 females, and they have them go into these like pods where they can't see one another, so one on each side, and they have like this thick wall. And they're talking, they're basically having a conference, building a relationship and going on dates without seeing these people. Mm-hmm. And then after a certain period of time, that if they make a connection, then the guy proposes to the woman. And then 24 hours later, they get to do a reveal. And the person can either decide if they want to continue forward and mm-hmm. be like, oh, my God, you're amazing. And
that's how they respond.
Oh, my God, you're amazing.
Oh, okay. I know that was the thing.
And they give the ring and they, you know, hug and kiss up on one another. And then they take the couples to Cancun, Mexico. And they spend a week together to kind of get to know one another, get intimate, touch on one another's booties and stuff like that.
It was a bunch of white women. Ain't no booties.
It was a black girl. It was two black girls.
I didn't say there wasn't any black people. I said it was a bunch of white women.
Yeah.
Ain't that many booties.
But anyway, so... And then when they leave Cancun, they go back to their regular, smuggler lives, but they go into this apartment and they have to live and coexist and their families have to go. And then they have like, I think they have 3 weeks for their wedding.
It's, yeah. Well, because everything is, because we all know it took longer than that to shoot that show. But if we really basing off the time that they're talking about.
It was like 2 months.
If you go by the time, they give you a week to meet everybody and you got 3 weeks before the wedding.
Yeah. Like to build a relationship.
Yeah, which.
So then people can go. So when they get to the altar, they can decide, hey, I want to marry you or mm-hmm. nah, I don't want to marry you. So
my predictions were almost right.
Because we thought that Kelly and Kenny was going to make it. But
and I said they look like they could be cousins. That's why I figured it was going to
work. I knew it was all downhill when she was like, he's more like a brother.
But before that though, when she talked about how she didn't understand how he wasn't being physical with her, like she was like, she don't want to, like, she doesn't want to be with him this long and next thing you know, the sex is bad. Like that was her main concern.
When they was in the bed, she was like, I can't physically, I'm not physically, you know, I just don't want to rush it. And then, you know, it's just the sex. And then later I don't want to be with you. Instead of just saying, bitch, I don't like you.
What? I don't even think she was there. I think she was really worried on if, I think she realized she was caught up in hype. Much of a nice guy he was.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was the issue. I mean, outside of Jessica, a little fucked up ass.
That bitch.
Shout out to Carlton.
Carlton.
Shout out to Carlton.
He didn't have to come at her like that, though.
He did Diamond dirty.
He did Diamond dirty.
Y'all really need to watch that show, see what he said, though, because there's memes going about it, but you got to watch it.
Yeah.
So, like,
he was talking about her bag. He had to say nothing about her lace foot. I thought it was sliding since the first day.
Since I saw it, I was like, wait, what's wrong with her?
But first of all, how he know it was sliding since day one?
Because clearly he a little happy-go-lucky.
No. How he know it was sliding since...
He from Atlanta, ain't he?
I don't know if he's from Atlanta or not.
Yeah.
No, he was from Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta.
But no, yeah.
I will say this much. PSA ladies, check your wigs when you go outside.
Child. Check your wigs. And then if you got a friend that you know her wig be sliding, don't do her like that.
You be like, listen.
Don't let her go on national television.
If she has hair, because something told me I knew Diamond had hair. I was like, she should have got a half wig. I felt she had hair. I was like, she should have got a half wig. Why do I know that? I don't know. I do know that. I do know why I know. But either way, she should have got a half wig. Something told
he
me
did
she
her
got
dirty
a
though. He really did her dirty.
He didn't have to call out like
he
that.
He ain't do her as dirty as that bitch Jessica did Mark, but you know. And he ain't look at the signs. He just did not see the sign. He was talking so motherfucking much that he wasn't even listening to his inner voice.
I was angry at him the whole show. I'm like, nigga, why are you so hopeful? Why are you so... I know I'm not a negative person, but I'm like, my nigga, come on. She's telling you to your face. She don't like you.
And then, this is the person. This how you know that...
Why we sound like two best friends, like, really just talking about some shit that would... She punched that nigga outside, like...
No. This how you know black women just get straight to the point. So Lauren, her and Lauren was talking and she was like, yeah, I just don't know. We haven't gotten there yet physically. I know a lot of couples have already gotten there physically. And she was like, you sure it ain't nobody else?
Right. It's like,
Okay, we're talking about Jessica. Jessica and Mark is this other couple. They were like 10 years apart or whatever.
White woman, Mexican man.
So when they were in the pods, she was trying to talk to this dude named Brett. Brett ended up proposing to this, whatever, Barnett. His name looked like it should be Brett.
But it's not.
Barnett ended up proposing to...
His name's actually Matt.
His name is Matt.
His name's actually Matt.
Okay, let me go with Matt. Matt Barnett, who also got married, proposed to Amber. No.
Yeah, her name's Amber.
So Amber is a killer. She a thug. I don't know.
No, she just got black friends.
She do.
She a talker. She'll beat up a white girl.
Like, she was like, you shiesty. I was like, bitch, where you get that word from? But anyway, so.
White people talk like that.
So Barnett and Amber are together. Yep. And Jessica is with Mark. But
well, Mark is with Jessica because Jessica ain't with Mark. Jessica ain't with Mark, my nigga. Mark is with Jessica. Let's get that straight.
Let's get that straight. So when they were in the pods, Jessica was making a connection with Barnett. And he was like, oh, if nobody else is here, I will marry you right now. So she took that shit to the, she took that to the moon.
Tell me you mean it.
She took that to the moon. So when she came back, he was indecisive. Barnett was fucking indecisive the whole time he was in the pod.
He like a little frat boy. He was just a frat boy.
And then so he was like, she was like, are you going to marry me or no? So she went to Mark and was like, she went to Mark and was like, I don't think this is going to work. Like, you know, I got other interests, whatever, whatever. Barnett was like, I don't know. And she was like, oh, my God, I wish I can go back to Mark.
She said, tell me. She said, let's face truth or dare. He said, OK. She's like, tell me the feelings you said you had for me 2 days ago are gone. He's like, no, she said, are still there. He's like, I don't know.
She was sick. She was like, you're a fuck boy, blah, 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 blah. So she went in and
she was saying that nigga even before that, though.
She went in and she told Amber. Amber was like, bitch, they ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't my lifestyle.
I'm still going to get that dick.
The relationship I got with him, that's who I'm dealing with. So she going to go begging back to Mark. Like, oh, I love you. Like, I really want to be with you. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. He was like, are you serious? She was like, yeah, I'm serious. She was lying. So the whole show, she lied. She lied basically throughout the whole show. I mean, it just goes to show that some people don't want to be alone, that they're willing to just be with anybody and prevent people from being happy because they don't want to be by themselves. And that's the thing that pissed me off about Jessica.
I will say this to, like, which I actually got a question in a second, but I will say this, though. people, please pay attention to the signs. You will know when you're getting friend zoned. Yes. It's not hard to realize.
Somebody, I mean, it's just about the way that people respond to you. Like, they'll be like, oh, ha, 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 yeah.
Here's as for men, here's how you can tell if you're being friend zoned. One,
how?
One, if you say, let's use a group setting.
Okay.
Let's use a group setting as
talk,
a scenario.
Talk
right?
me through.
So, say, it's us. Okay. I mean, granted, it is us in real life, but I'm using us as a dummy.
Okay.
So say it's us and we with two other couples, right?
Okay.
Say
what these other couples look like. Have they been together for a long time? Is it a multiracial
couple? No, we're not even gonna worry about time. Okay. We just talk about straight attraction right now. We're not talking about time. We're gonna say there's one interracial couple.
Okay.
There's another black couple.
Okay.
I'm talking like Wakanda black. Like they woke.
Okay. They too.
So,
woke. Okay.
And we all chilling, everybody get along, we talking or whatever. Say if I tell a joke and she laughs, then you laugh. Like you laugh as, oh, he's funny.
He's so cute.
Then the other nigga laugh. And you know, as a matter of fact, you know that nobody, that one couple in there is not seriously committed.
Oh, okay.
They're together, but you as the woman, you know they're not seriously committed.
Okay. Because I know a little secret, because that's my friend.
That I don't know, right? Got you. So, yeah, you friends with the other girl. Yeah. Okay. Well, I ain't going to say friends. Y'all cordial.
We know one another.
Y'all know one another.
Okay.
So, say I tell a joke. Everybody else laughs. The nigga tell a joke. Everybody laugh real quick, but you hard-ass laughing. Like that. Like,
okay.
Nigga, that ain't that funny.
Gotcha.
Two, if y'all come in together and then for some reason most of the night she separate from you and standing next to that next nigga to just talk.
Oh.
That's two.
Like with Jessica Diel at the bar.
That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Watch the show, y'all.
Three, if you go to give her a kiss and she give you the cheek or you go for a kiss and she just dive and go for a hug.
That's the friend zone.
She friend zoning the fuck.
How do guys friend zone girls? Like, show the, give the other.
Me personally?
Yeah.
I'll tell y'all.
Oh, so a guy would just be like an enemy.
No,
right
not
there.
Everybody. Not okay. Everybody. That takes building up. I give you a perfect example. Before I was, you know, before I became so solid in my thought process. I should say.
Before you went a nigga, you was a
No, I've been a nigga.
Before you was a nigga, you was a...
I'm still a nigga. I'm just a grown nigga now. Okay. I'm an adult nigga.
Okay.
So, there was this girl I was talking to, right? I'll give you a perfect example. And,
Don't drop this girl's name.
I'm not.
Okay, because you was just a chatty patty.
Well, one, I never say names for anything that has to do with people I used to deal with, unless it's a funny story. I won't say anything about like
you are a chatty patty,
right?
Sometimes,
but I don't drop names on stories like this. That's just fucked
up. Okay, that is. But you have.
If this person ever heard it, they'll know. But they don't listen to the show, so it don't matter. But anyway, so she told me she liked me. At first, I said, "Yeah, you know, I like you too. Like you cooler." Then you start realizing that, like, all right, you know,
that's what you said to her. You cool or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm saying that's my language.
Okay, got you. I was like, she went with you?
That's fucked up if I did that.
Yeah.
No, she would tell me she liked me. I'm like, yeah, I like you too. Like, you're cool to be around. Like, I like this, you know, like giving, not saying anything committed. I'm literally giving you the words like, all right, I like to be around you. Like, let's work.
Oh, that's commitment words. Them,
I like to be around you.
Oh, hell yeah. For a woman.
I don't even think about that.
I'm just saying, I like being around you. I think you're cool or whatever.
I didn't go further than that, though.
Okay.
Like, there was no other, like...
That be around you? That's like, we could potentially be together.
No, because I didn't say it like that. Like, see, this is why... This is the issue with women. Like, you know, ladies, I'm sorry, but like, y'all... No, y'all don't. Y'all make up signs that don't even exist.
We was reading between
like,
the lines.
Like, a sign would say yield, and over here it says school crossing. Like, nigga, what do you see? Like... Anyway,
I just see school crossing and say yield.
Right, but yield don't exist even though it's right in front of you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we had sex.
Okay,
and she was telling me how much she liked me after a while or whatever. And mind you,
why
would
you give her the dick if you knew? Okay, go ahead. Finish.
I can't sit here and say I don't know the power of what I'm able to do. But we had the agreement of it was just going to be whatever it is. Cause she was like a wild child out here, like flower girl, I don't belong to nobody type person, you know? And then it just roles just changed after everything happened or whatever. So, well, I can't say roles changed. Well, her feelings changed. So we were like talking one day or whatever. She asked me to come chill. We was like watching a movie or whatever. Not like all day laid up on the couch watching a movie. Like you just come over to to tell me you want to watch something or whatever. I was like, all right, cool. And she was like, you know, I fall in love fast. I'm like, okay.
That's what she told you after you gave it to her?
This was like a week after.
After you ain't give it to her no more?
I can't say I didn't.
Oh, God.
but here's the thing. I'll tell you, we've had conversations. So anyway, she was like, oh, I fall in love fast. I was like, I'm pretty much got out of a relationship. I ain't really like
thinking
about doing that. She's like, no, you know, it's cool. Like, I can deal with my feelings. You don't even have to tell me it back or whatever if I ever say I love you. I'm like, okay, cause I won't.
What?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I won't. But whatever have you, we were sitting there talking. And one day she asked me to come through, and I didn't give her hints. I would tell her like, "Yo, we better off like just chilling.
What does just chilling mean?
If she want dick, she can have dick. That was it.
Oh, so you was basically saying we should be friends with benefits
because that's what we was in the first place.
Oh,
so whatever have you. Like, we were talking one day, and she was texting me, and she was like, "Can you come over real quick? Because I came over." And she was like, oh, I made something to eat. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm hungry. I just got off of work. Whatever. I'm going to go back home anyway. So I wasn't staying. I was not staying. She said,
but why would you go? Just go over if y'all friends.
That's it. We was kicking it. We didn't have sex that day.
Okay.
I just came over. She said, it's on your way home. Like, can you just come chill? I want to talk to you real quick. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. Like,
oh, okay. You ain't adding.
No. There was no sex. So, and at that point, we wasn't really having sex anyway. Like, we was just friends.
Okay.
So she had like looked at me and she was like, you know, I got something to tell you. I was like, well, what? Like, she can't have kids, so I know she wasn't gonna tell me she's pregnant. And yeah. I wouldn't shoot no club up anyway. That's just crazy.
Right, right.
So
yeah.
She what? Anyway. So whatever have you, she looks at me, she goes, oh, after I done told her plenty of times, like, yo, we should just be friends or we should just, I use these words specifically.
Yeah.
Right? I've told you. And if you choose to keep going, I'm like, all right, you knew what it was then. We laid everything out on the table. She says, oh, and she starts crying. I'm talking like bawling, crying. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, God told me you're the man I'm supposed to marry. I was like, I told her, I said, yo, I don't think we should see each other no more. Like,
this is just too much for me. You should have known that when she said you. If I say I love you, you don't have to tell me you love me back. See,
I knew what I was getting into, and I chose to just stay around. But this is why we've had talks in between then. This is like adult shit. If I'm saying, hey, we should just be friends, this, that, and the other, like, let's just keep whatever it is, or not, or we'll just stop. If you're telling me you can handle it, like, then we're going to keep going.
But I also feel like, as a man...
That I should have stopped. Yeah, we had this conversation before, I know.
Yeah, as a man, just like a woman can read the signs of a guy that's really involved with her, and he really wants to be with her, a man can see the same thing. So instead of just stringing that person's feelings along and making them think, oh, this would be something that, you know, you can tell that they're so much more emotionally invested into the relationship or you than you are into them.
Well, and
I think that...
I'm sorry.
I think that you... As the person that has kind of like the seniority over the situation, should just walk the fuck away.
I don't think either one of us has seniority over the situation. Now, mind you, this is clearly after I eliminated sex. We were literally just speaking. That's it.
But when I say you have seniority over the situation, emotionally, you're more stable than she was.
Okay.
So I feel like you should have just been like, okay, I'm just not going to deal with you for right now.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
No, nothing.
What's funny?
You're not wrong, but you go ahead and tell that to my 20-something-year-olds.
No. I'm saying, like, I think that, but people do that still today, and they're not in their 20s.
But I'm not.
Yeah.
We're speaking about me.
No, right. But I'm
so
saying,
clearly,
but this...
I'm not saying you're wrong. I agree with you. Somebody should have stopped it.
Yeah.
But if This is how it is. Like, clearly neither one of us are wrong about our points.
Yeah, no.
If I'm sitting there, that's like, all right, if we're playing the game, I'm like, oh, do you want to stop playing? You're like, no, I'm gonna keep going, even though you know you're losing and you're getting angry about it.
Right.
And I'm like, do you want to keep playing? We can stop here. And you're like, no, I can keep going. If you're telling me you can keep going, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Like, what man in their right mind at 24 is gonna turn down free pussy? Most men won't.
I mean, I ain't met one. I haven't had a conversation with all the men in the world, so I can't do a consensus.
Out of any man you've ever dealt with, if you would have said, oh, you can have it, every man you dealt with would have tried to take it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You guess. Like, so you tell. Okay. Hey, you know what? You guess. That's your answer.
No, because I can't say if they would have or not, because I didn't throw myself at every man that I was dealing
with. But that's the point I'm making. Yeah. If you did, no man would have turned it down. Like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying a male, any male, if there was somebody that liked you and you said, hey, do you want to go have sex? 9 times out of 10, that guy's going to be like, yeah.
But what about the guys that don't like you? Well, it's a whole bunch of guys that don't.
Guys that don't like you won't be around you.
No, but I'm just saying, like, even if you're around that person and that person throws something at you, if you're not attracted, you're probably not going to go after it.
Right. Guys that don't like you, but we're not. That's why I said 9 times out of 10, because very rarely with a guy who, if a guy is not physically attracted to you and there's no specification whether y'all are just friends or not,
mm-hmm.
that's not somebody that's just going to be around you just to be around you.
Yeah.
Like, if y'all are friends, like, what guy's just going to sit there and be like, oh, you know, hey, like, you know, let me try this. Like, no, nigga, you know y'all friends. You know, I'm not saying niggas ain't never tried, but that's always that 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
You know? But, and, you know, either way, I've told people that, you know, I don't think we should be any more than friends.
Yeah.
I've spoken that to people, and some people just don't know how to let shit go, whether I'm doing anything with them or not. It's like, in their case, this nigga was just too hopeful of being a fucking romantic. It's like, he was romanticizing the fact of being with someone. Like,
I asked you.
Yeah. I asked you. Do you really think, like, so the whole premise of that show is, like, you have to fall in love with somebody's emotion.
Yeah.
Do you believe that you can fall in love with somebody without seeing them?
Yeah.
I respect that. But how long do you think the love will last after you see them and it's just not what you expect? All right, you know what? Let me ask you a better question than that.
Because we had
this
conversation.
But we didn't have it on the show.
Okay.
Exactly. So how long do you think why are you making that face?
Because he was like, we ain't having on
the
show.
It's the perfect timing.
Exactly.
Perfect timing. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Do you think that physical and personality play a part? Or do you think you get survival, or relationship could survive over just one?
Me personally?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I personally can't survive off of just personality.
I respect
because
that.
I mean, a person can be very nice looking, but not have a personality whatsoever. I don't want to be talking to nobody that just don't got no fucking common sense or don't know how to hold a conversation, or I feel like we're not so in season to one another. So I'd rather go with personality any day. You can dress up a ugly person.
This is true. Do you think it would last a long time though?
For me, yeah.
So you don't think you would have to be physical with somebody?
I would have, but I think I would, because I'm a person that goes off of personality, and I feel like I fall in love with minds first. That's a big deal for me. Like, mm-hmm. if I get somebody that is attractive, that's an added bonus for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I'd be out here dating like ugly dudes.
That's what it sounded like.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I look at it as an added bonus, because the way that I was raised is that you know, beauty is only skin deep. So, you know, if a person is not beautiful, doesn't have an internal beauty, or somebody that doesn't have a beautiful soul, it's kind of hard to look at a person as nice looking if you nasty and mean and you don't have nothing to offer to me.
I agree that everything has to play together.
Yeah.
I personally don't think there can be just one extreme and me be happy. I can't do it. Just to have one thing. Like, you can have the best personality in the world, then it's like, eventually, if we get married, we're going to have kids.
We are. I mean...
And if I'm not... I can't give you no babies if I'm not, like, physically attracted to you.
I mean, and I respect that. I do.
And that's not even...
I can understand how people can look at both sides, but for me, I mean, I just am like, okay. Like, I'm not saying I want to choose an ugly dude, but if you're a good person.
That matters. I'm not sitting here saying it don't matter. That definitely matters. Like, I'm just the type of person that I need a good package.
A combination.
I do believe that somebody has to have some kind of intelligence for me to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely need something to look at, too.
Yeah.
Because then I'm a fucker. Personally, I'm going to sit there and fuck around and be like, why are we together?
Yeah.
Like, granted, you stimulate my mind and all that stuff, but my dick does not get hard.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, my grandma always told me that personality matters. It does. I completely agree.
Right.
It does. Like, there needs to be something of substance that has to be something that continues the relationship.
Yeah.
I completely get that. So I'm not, I may get with you, first sight because you got a fat ass or you cute or whatever. Like, that's the first thing. But then that has to be a layer. That has to be layers. Like, you know, that saying, beauty is only skin deep, is true. There's seven layers to your skin. So there got to be something, you know, that there's something
but
in between.
But I also think, I mean, we can take Jay-Z and Beyonce, for example. Jay-Z, I don't know what his personality is like, but he's not the most.
I've heard a lot of great things.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he is not the most attractive man. Mm-hmm. But to Beyonce, he got swag. Like, he has something that attracts her to him. And I feel like if you have confidence, you can be ugly or not that attractive, have a great personality, have confidence, know who you are. And that can be the attraction that gathers you to, you know, a person to you. So
I agree.
Yeah, I think it depends on preference. Like, would I prefer for my man to be a really nice looking guy? Yeah, absolutely. I have that. But,
You know, sadly, you're all about personality, so you lost me.
But I have a combination of also both. You know, that's a blessing.
With
that
me? All you got is personality. That's all I got. I'm charmed. I'm an average looking dude. Like,
yeah, okay. But you know, I'm blessed to have both, and I've dated also really unattractive guys, but they were really nice people. Like, they kept me engaged because they were like always, they had confidence. They knew who they were. They knew they weren't the cutest person, but you know, they kept themselves looking together and all of that type of stuff. So
well, that's true. You know, when one sense dies, the other one heightens. Mm-hmm. It's true. You gotta make up for something. You know, I you do what you do. If you're lacking something, you got to make up for something else.
You're so silly.
I'm not going to deny that. Like, you know, if I
can't deny
in basketball, if I can't shoot, I'm definitely going to play my ass off on defense. Mm. You know, I cannot jump very high, but I will definitely shoot the lights out. You know, everybody has to have something. I don't know. I respect people who, are not as shallow as myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and deny that I'm, Everyone has a sense of being shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Every human does. So I'm not going to sit here and deny that things that look great don't entice me. Because they do.
Yeah,
I'm a visual person. There has to be something else that matches for me. I'm not going to sit here and say that every person I dealt with was drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, I've been the pretty one in situations plenty of times. plenty of times.
That's funny.
It's true though.
But it's always in some of your.
I've been around plenty of people where it's like, how did you?
How did y'all get together?
Yeah, plenty of like.
I've had that happen one time to me, that somebody said that to me, like, how did y'all get together? But you know, some people say that not based off of look, but I've had people say it based off of like personality wise, like, how the fuck did y'all get in the same room? Like, where did you pick this person up? Like, how did y'all even get in the same spaces? And they'd be like, oh, I met this person at blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, and that person was there?
That's
like,
that's only happened to me one time, but the answer was easy. She buys me stuff.
Okay.
That was the easiest answer possible. But usually people always end up with their complete opposites.
Yeah.
For the most part. So anybody I've ever dealt with, I guess, for the most part, made sense to people.
Yeah.
Because I usually date people who are like in or near the stuff that I do.
Really?
Always. Everybody I can't say everybody, I'm lying. Every person I've had sex with does not equate to me meeting somebody somewhere like that. But every person that I chose to give my time to wasn't in the field. Oh, well, you know what? I'm lying. I was in a relationship for a real long time with somebody. And when I think back on it in hindsight, it's like we really didn't have much in common.
Mm.
We had certain things in common, but we didn't have a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever voluntarily left a dating situation?
Like a full blown relationship or somebody I'm just dealing with?
Yeah, like somebody that you're dealing with, you're dating long term. Like, for, you have been dating for like, let's say 5 to 6 months.
Oh, anybody that I got to 5 to 6 months with end up being my girlfriend. So no, I guess the word we use in situationship, any of that didn't last longer than 2 months for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause going any further than that is just.
Yeah. I've actually, I've actually like said had a mutual agreement, like a person I was dating.
And you use dating different.
A person I was in a relationship with. Let's say that.
Okay.
A person, because we were in a relationship. A person I was in a relationship with, we came to a mutual agreement that we shouldn't be together.
He was your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
What? How did that happen? Like, yeah, because very rarely are breakups mutual.
Because we both lived in different parts of the country.
Oh, I get that.
That's and, you know.
That makes sense.
I was deciding if I was going to go move that way, and I just didn't want to. Like, I was deciding. I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then I was just like, no, I don't want to do it. And then we were just like, before we even moved to our separate places, we were just like, you know, we're gonna have to talk about what this is gonna be. And we both got on the phone. It was like, we just need to go ahead and live our own individual lives.
I already know what you're talking about. And there's a bigger factor in there with that too. So I get what you're saying with the conversation.
What do you mean?
Well, the age thing, that too.
That didn't play a factor.
I mean, eventually it would have. So, I guess. Like in, oh yeah, I mean, hey. If so, facto, nobody really knows.
No, yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
you know,
nobody really knows. But I get what you're saying. Like when you have circumstances like that, like those things play. But when I'm saying is, I've never been in a room with somebody. It's like, you know, we just not here, and they're like, yeah, we're not here. It's like, all right, we just both gonna leave. Like, hey, every girlfriend I ever had broke up with me.
Yeah.
Every single girlfriend I ever had, like girlfriend, someone that had a title.
Yeah.
Broke up with me. Every single girlfriend I ever.
Yeah,
had.
Before that situation, majority of. All of the boyfriends that I had broke up with me, mm-hmm. too.
Every single girlfriend I ever had broke up with me. Now, I've ended every one of my situationships.
I didn't have a situationship. Only in, like, when I started, like, actively dating in my 20s, I didn't have no situationships. It was just like,
Well, technically didn't. Oh, well, no, you, because you say you was in a relationship with him, so I'll give you that one. I was going to say, didn't the situationship become your best friend?
We dated.
That's what I just said. But no, you said you were in a relationship.
No, we weren't. So technically that was a situationship, I guess. And that's what you would call it. I called it dating.
Well, yeah, we're in different. When it, see, date, we had that conversation.
Yeah, we did.
Dating,
but no,
is,
I mean,
you use that word so differently.
I do.
Me.
It's very loose. It's like we're dating, and then they'd be like, "Y'all in a relationship?" Dating?
Right? Because like there is a date. And then when you are dating someone that's courting, like y'all are together, like y'all are, yeah, like I date her.
No, but it wasn't no titles though. We were just dating. We were still trying to figure out one another.
That's the weird thing about the
but
way
situations
you speak.
Happen. Situationship happens when y'all start fucking. To me,
I kind of disagree with that one.
Why?
Well, sex is involved, but you have sex. Situationships happen when y'all agree on something.
No, but I'm just saying, like, once sex gets involved in the dating process, it's a situationship. It's basically dating with benefits.
How so? Because so we're using the term dating in the way you mm-hmm. use it, right? So once sex is involved, it's a situationship. So you're telling me, so dating, all right, if you're dating somebody, you're dating with the intent of maybe something can come out of this?
Yeah, you're not intimate.
So you've dealt with somebody for 5-6 months to find out if you like them and then gave them sex?
Yeah, I have. I've done that.
That's weird.
I mean, it depends on if you're dating. If I want to really get to know this person, then no, I'm not going to give them none.
No. I'm not. I respect the not giving somebody none. So it's not a situationship if y'all just dealing with each other with no titles for 5-6 months.
Yeah, it's not. It's we're just dating.
I don't know. Maybe the words just don't make no sense to me.
I mean, that person didn't qualify me as somebody that, especially. Okay, so okay. So.
I think I'm, and that's what I'm getting. I'm breaking down. I'm like the technicality of the situationship. I feel like sex heightens it, but technically neither one of y'all got titles, even if y'all not having sex. So it kind of really is a situationship.
Okay.
Kind of.
That's dating to me. That's what I would call dating.
I respect
like
that.
Like, if we ain't done nothing, we ain't got no titles, we just dating.
I respect that.
Situationship sound, because it's like a...
You're such a beautifully wholesome woman. Like
situationship means that, okay, we done fucked. So we trying to figure out what the situation
you
is.
You are so wholesome. Why? Like, I'm just saying, you're such a...
I'm not.
You're such a beautiful, wholesome woman. I love it.
Thanks.
And I'm just like a piece of shit
Why are you a piece of shit?
Shallow.
That's such aggressive words, babe.
It's like, I'm talking about not dealing with nobody if I ain't getting no pussy. You over here telling me I respectfully date people for 5-6 months.
Like, I mean, sometimes you got to. It depends on where you are in your life. Like,
it's like, I ain't shit. Like,
that's you. Your throwaway is.
Oh, it's wow.
You be throwing motherfuckers away. Like, she out.
I've never thrown a woman away. I've just not dealt with her anymore. I don't think that's thrown away. Thrown away is like ghosting somebody, I think so. Mm. That's fucked up. I ain't never ghost nobody. Yeah, I haven't. I had to think about
that.
I had to think about that. I never intentionally ghosted anybody. Mm. Like,
yeah. I intentionally did that to somebody because that person was annoying the fuck out of me. And they weren't getting the understanding of, I don't want to deal with you like that. Like, that's that hey beautiful text, if I'm not responding like, hey, never. don't text
you
me.
You know what,
hey,
matter of
beautiful.
Fact, before we go, I'm going to say
that
this.
That shit irks me. I don't even want a text message, hey beautiful, from your motherfucking ass.
So we got like 3 minutes
and
left.
And we've been together for 2 years.
I am right now, my rule, like there was always rules when I was dating.
Yeah.
For me, I always said I'm never going to ask a woman if she misses me,
mm-hmm.
ever, because you're probably going to get an answer you don't want to get. And
you ask me.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't, because you just tell me all the time.
You do. You have asked me.
If you say I have, I'm going to go with what you said. I never ask a woman if she misses me, and I'm not texting anybody, hey, beautiful, unless we had sex.
Oh, my God. Don't text me that at all.
Why would I wake up next to you?
I mean, it's
why
just,
would I have to text you, hey, beautiful?
I just think that it just is creepy.
It is.
Like,
hey, it's desperate.
Hey, beautiful. And it's like,
it's desperate.
If you don't get your hey dry ass beautiful out of my face,
it's desperate.
Like,
if I never rolled over next to you and been inside of you, I have no reason to tell you, hey, beautiful, good morning, beautiful. Like, for what?
Don't tell me good morning.
That shit is desperate. That shit is wild. Niggas, yo, men. If you are
you
up,
say it to a little kid.
If you are up at, yeah, that's something you say to a little girl. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, princess. Any man that is up at 7:30 in the morning waiting for a woman to get up so you can be the first one to text her good morning and you ain't getting no pussy, what are you doing? That don't win women over. It doesn't win women over.
I used to get that text and I used to be like, why are you?
I ain't never do that.
What can we be talking about? Never. At this time. It just make my skin itch.
I got those messages, but I never was on.
Well, they would be like, hey, King.
No. Oh, my God. That would have been too much for me to deal with.
Funny.
Never. I couldn't deal with no shit like that. I would get like Snapchat messages and
like what?
DMs of like, hi, good morning. Hey, handsome. Like, shit like that. I'm like, nigga, why are you
Did I text you, hey, handsome?
No.
What would I text you?
You would text me to come over.
No. But like, what will be the text in the morning? I'll just say, good morning.
That's it. Good morning.
Yeah. Normally, I would just call you.
You would just call me. Like,
what you doing?
If you got my number, just call me. Why would you text me? That's just weird. Yeah.
When you had two phones, one for the bug and one for the...
Don't tell everybody that. Everybody don't need to know I had two phones. I would get the Snapchat. Like, there was somebody that was like...
Consistent.
You remember on Snapchat we get the fire, the smiley face, mm-hmm. then the fire, no, then the heart, then the fire, then something mm-hmm. else. Like, it was disgusting.
Oh my God.
It was like, I can tell you exactly what she did all day. Cause it'd be like work, train station, home.
She snapped her whole life.
She snapped me so much. And I'm like, I'm about to block you.
Oh my God.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Sadly, we are at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to be back next week.
Why you say you guess?
We're going to be back with the quarantine edition. No, let me stop.
No, for real.
No.
But no, everybody remain safe. Keep yourself positive. Please. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and staying indoors like they're requesting of us to.
And stay out of the friend zone.
Dun.
I'm your girl's favorite host, Josie's boy.
And I'm Alexis A. McCoy.
This has been episode 197 of Call Me When It's Over. Please make sure you guys go subscribe. We're available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Google Play.
And you can catch us at our homepage at RageWorksNetwork.com. And mm-hmm. also, we're available on Instagram, so interact with us at @CallMeWhenIt'sOver. Mm-hmm. And also, check us out on Facebook at Call Me When It's Over.
Yeah, stop playing. So, and as always, speak up, speak out.
And leave your ego at the door.
We're done.
Bye.